This is Annapurna from the word elephant. Today, I am going to tell you a story from the Panchatantra. This story is about a man called Vishwa Prasidh Sharma. So many years ago, Vishwa Prasidh Sharma lived in a little village with his wife. And everybody called him Panditji. And his wife called him AG, OG, Sunoji. Nobody really called him by his name, Vishwa Prasidh or Vishwa Prasidh Sharma Ji. No, that never happened. So Panditji was very upset. He said, "My parents have given me such a beautiful name. Nobody seems to use it. In fact, many people don't even know what my name is." Was very sad about it, and he was wondering what he could do to change that. So one day his wife told him, "See, everybody has a name, okay, but if you really want to have a name that everybody really knows about, that you must achieve something in life, then you must achieve something in life, okay, some good must be done. You must take the effort to do something extraordinary so people remember you." And then they say, "Hey, there goes Vishwa Prasidh Sharma." Now Panditji was very inspired by this wife's pep talk, and he decided that he's going to do something about it. So next day, next morning, as soon as it dawned, he told his wife, "Look, I'm setting out on a journey. I will see you in a few days, maybe months. I will see you after some time." So the wife said, "Okay." And Panditji set off on his journey. Oh, he traveled and he traveled. And then he passed by many hills and many rivers and then many forests. On one such day, when he was passing through a forest, he walked and he walked and he walked. And on that particular day, it was very, very hot. So he started feeling very thirsty. He looked around for water. He really didn't find any. So he kept searching the forest for water until he reached an old, abandoned, ancient well. He was very happy. He said, "Finally, I can drink some water." And in excitement, he peered down the well. Thing happened. Well, there was water, but what he heard first was noise. He heard people or strange beings saying, "Please, can anybody save us from this well? Please, can anybody save us?" He was astonished. Who is this person who is in this well, and God knows for how long he's been in this well? Again, he peered even more down to the well, and he saw a man, a lion, a snake, and a monkey. All four of them trapped in this abandoned well. And they looked at him and they were so happy because they finally had some glimmer of hope. And they said, "Oh, stranger, thank you for stopping by at this well. Can you please save us?" Now Panditji was a little confused, and then he decided, "Okay, I will help you." But then he tells the lion, "Lion, what if I help you and then you come out of the well and eat me up?" So the lion said, no, please trust me, save my life, and I promise you I owe you one." So Panditji, he wanted to become famous, right? He wanted to be known as Vishwa Prasidh Sharma by his name. So he decided to start off with this first good deed. So he opened up his turban into that long white cloth that it was, and he put it into the well. So first the lion came out, and the lion thanked him profusely. Said, "Oh, good man, thank you for saving my life." And then the lion said, "Look, I live by that mountain. Can you see that mountain? I live there. My cave is there. The next next time you're in the forest, please let me know. I will take care of you and I will help you in whatever way I can. So Panditji is very happy, and at least the lion didn't eat him up. So they hugged and then the lion went on its way. Next, it was the turn of the monkey. And the monkey darted its way up the rope and came out of the well. And the monkey too was very happy. I mean, he was seeing sunshine after a long time. He was so delirious with joy. And he said, "Stranger, thank you so much for saving my life. Remember, the next time you're in a forest and you're hungry, all you have to do is think of me and you will have food wherever you are in the forest, because my whole tribe will help you out." So Panditji was even more happy. He said they hugged and then the monkey went on its way. Next, it was the turn of the snake to be saved. The snake might have got hurt, which is why it couldn't slither its way up the well. So with Panditji's help, the snake also managed to slither slowly up the rope and quickly come out of the well. And then the snake said something strange. First, of course, the snake thanked Panditji and said, "Stranger, whenever you think of me, especially when you're in trouble, I will be there to help you." And then the snake added, "Hey, by the way, I don't think you should help that man who's in that well." Panditji is, you know, he's not very happy listening to this. He was like, "Snake, that is so selfish of you. How can you get saved and then tell me not to save the poor man who's now all alone in the well?" The snake said, "You see, sometimes human's poison is very difficult to cure. Snake, at least, you know what has bit you and you can get cured. But sometimes the actions of humans are far more poisonous than that of animals." Panditji says, no way, how can I leave him? How can I abandon him in this well?" So he said, "Off you go, snake. I am going to save this man too." So the snake said, "Fine, your wish." And then they parted ways. So finally, Panditji lent his turban cloth to the stranger and he climbed up the old ancient well and came out and hugged the stranger and said, "Thank you so much. I'm a jewelry merchant from a nearby village and you've saved my life. I can't be happier. I can't thank you enough. The next time you're in this neighboring village, please do visit me and you can be my guest and enjoy my hospitality." So Panditji is very happy. Okay, he's done his good deed for the day. And he continues his journey. Okay, so he goes more and more into the forest and more and more into the forest. And after a couple of days, he's again one of those bad days where he didn't find food and he doesn't find water and he's so tired and he falls asleep under a tree. The moment he wakes up, he sees a banana leaf spread with the freshest of fruits laid in front of him. Oh, he is so happy. He enjoys the fresh fruit as a monkey tells him from above the tree, "Aren't you the one who saved my uncle? Thank you so much for helping us monkeys out. And anytime you need food in the forest, just think of us and we will get you the freshest fruit that is available." So Panditji has his fill and continues walking. Walks and walks and walks until he reaches a mountainside. Now, that is where the lion lives. And the lion sees him and roars in happiness and he says, "What brings you here? You're still going round circles and circles in the forest." So Panditji says, "See, I'm still figuring it out." Okay, so the lion says, "Okay, why don't you stay in my cave for another day and take rest?" And then the lion goes and gets him the freshest vegetables and honey. And Panditji enjoys the lion's hospitality. And when he's about to leave, the lion gives him a gift. Panditji says, "What is it?" The lion says, "Take it. It is of no use to me, but I'm sure it is of value to you." And that is a beautiful, shining diamond necklace, broken in bits, but expensive and precious nevertheless. Panditji is astounded. He's like, "Okay, this would be of a lot of value." So he decides to go to the jewelry merchant who he had saved. And he finds his way out of the forest and goes to the neighboring village. There, the jewelry merchant is very happy to see him. They hug and he says, "Thank you, very nice of you to visit me." And then they settle down after snacks. And then Pandiji says, "Hey, listen, I found this in the forest. Can you please see of how much value this is?" The jewelry merchant looks at the necklace. He's surprised, but he hides his surprise and he says, "Why don't you wait here? Let me go and come back." And the merchant goes straight to the king of his village, of his kingdom, and he says, "Your Majesty, can you recognize this necklace? This is the one that I had made for your son, the prince, who is now dead. And I think I know who the murderer is. He is right now sitting in my house having snacks." The king is enraged. He was sad at losing his son, the prince. And now he found out who had murdered the prince. So he asks his soldiers to go and catch this culprit and put him in jail. Poor Pandiji, he had no idea what was going to hit him. And before he knew it, he was in the dungeons of that kingdom as a prisoner. Oh, he's sad and he's desolate. He didn't know that this was going to befall him. He had set out to make a good name for himself. And instead, here he was in prison without any future. As he sat thinking about this, he suddenly heard the hissing of a snake. Yes, it was the same snake that he had saved from the well. And the snake told him, "There you go, I warned you not to trust that merchant." So Pandiji says, "You know, you're so right, my friend. You had warned me and I didn't listen to you." But the snake says, "Never mind. You know, I will tell you a plan to get you out of prison." So the snake tells him, "Every evening, the queen comes out to the garden for a walk. When she comes out this evening, I will go quietly and bite her left big toe. Okay, and she's going to drop down unconscious. Trust me, nobody will be able to save her. Why don't you tell the guards to tell the king that you can save her? And all you have to do is pull out the big toe so that the poison comes out." So Pandiji says, "Are you sure this is going to work?" Snake says, "Trust me." Okay, so Pandiji is like, "Fine, whatever it is that can help me." So as planned, that evening, the queen steps out for a walk in the royal garden. And the snake quietly slithers towards her and bites her big toe. The queen drops down and suddenly there's havoc and mayhem in the palace. Everybody's shouting, "The queen has been bitten by a snake. The queen is hurt." And the king is frantic. And they call all the wise men and they call all the doctors in the kingdom to come and revive her. But nothing they do works. Finally, Pandiji, who knows about all the commotion from the guards outside, tells the guard who's guarding his prison, "Hey, listen, I can help the queen." The guard says, "Come on, you must be kidding. Must be one of your tricks to get out of prison." But Pandiji says, "No, trust me. I know how to heal the queen. Please go tell the king." So the guard goes and tells his supervisor. His supervisor goes and tells his supervisor. Then they go tell the minister and then the minister says, "Apparently somebody in the prison can save the queen." So the king says, "I don't care who it is, please call him immediately." And Pandiji is brought to the queen's chambers. Now, as he was instructed by the snake, Pandiji pulls out her toenail hard so that the poison just comes pouring out. Slowly, queen moves little by little until she opens her eyes and she's feeling much, much better. Oh, the entire palace is thrilled. The king is very happy and that's when he asks Pandiji, "Who are you really? And what were you doing in my prison? I have forgotten. I don't even remember seeing you." And Pandiji tells him the whole story about how he set out from his house and how he met these people at the well and how the jewelry merchant had duped him. The king is very angry and asks for the jewelry merchant to be put into prison. He rewards Panditji and he says that from now on, your village is going to be called by your name, Vishwa Prasiddh Sharma village. Okay, and Panditji is so happy. He finally got what he wanted. Not only that, he was blessed with so many riches and goodies from the king that he went back to his village and lived with his wife happily ever after. So that's the story, and I hope you liked it. Thank you.